You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to LA Talk Radio today to talk about your ultimate life. Now, first, I want to draw your attention to this picture. I hope you're looking at it. There's a picture of a dude there behind me. And what this is supposed to be is an enormous stadium full of 100,000 people. And that's what I ask. I ask the AI to draw me a picture of someone speaking to 100,000 people. And I know that was a perfect background today because I want to talk about you. That's what I always talk about. It's about you. It's not about stories of somebody else, but your own life, your own story. Now, you're unique. And people say that all the time, and then other people argue, well, nobody's that special. Let's just consider a couple of things. The number of DNA combinations for human beings is infinite. That number's so big, we can't imagine it. And when you multiply that by the places you were born, the life experience you have, and all of the kinds of things that go with it, the skills you've learned, and on and on and on and on, you really are not just a little bit, but spectacularly unique. Okay, then the next question comes, okay, so what? Well, that's a really good question. So what? And here's what I want you to think about. What does your uniqueness matter? What does your uniqueness matter? And I'm going to argue. You can argue with me if you want. This is fine. And here's what I would invite you to do. I would invite you to connect with me. Whoops, I moved my picture. I'd invite you to connect with me because I'd like to talk about this thing. Because one of the things I love almost more than anything else is helping people use their story to make a difference, to do something. So many people I meet, and you know, I meet a lot of people because I'm a coach and I go places and I do a lot of stuff. People, I can't even tell you the number of people, it's a big number, that have told me, gee, people tell me I should write a book. Well, you know what? You should too. You, right here, right now, wherever you are, you should write a book. Not because you need to, but because it would be valuable. The premise of today is your ultimate life, a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, where you feel connected to something meaningful. You feel like you have a life purpose. You're doing something that matters on a big scale. You have prosperity, which means you have cash. You can pay your bills, take vacations, do good stuff, and you have money left over, lots of it, to do something good in the world, to make a real difference. People tell me all the time, oh, I want to help people. I love that. I hear that all the time. I like helping people. I believe you, but not very many people do the work necessary to get the money so they can create big leverage and do something big. So it remains this wishful thought. Well, if I had a lot of money, I'd do this and I'd do that. And it's all a bunch of hot air. And it's not that I don't believe you or anyone that says that. I do. But it only matters if you or I, if we do stuff that creates the opportunity to make a big difference. So what are the opportunities that we have? And that's what I want to talk about today. The ultimate life is a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. I get to enjoy that now. I live that way. I don't need anything. I love you. I love my wife. I love my life. Every single thing about it is beautiful. Even though I've got busted this and busted that, who cares? I love it. Every day, every minute, every hour. And I say it all the time. And I get asked to speak on this a lot because it is so often that people believe happiness is subject to outside forces. They believe they were dealt hard hands and therefore things are not fair and they can never get over it and never be happy. Or that, you know, that good life is meant for somebody else. Oh, that's just a bunch of bunk. You can have anything you want if you want to do the work to create it. There's the key. So one tool that you have, that everybody has, but you, I'm talking to you now, is that uniqueness. Your I call it your MEO, your most effective offering, your MEO, your triple helix, the magic sauce. People say to me all the time in the context of, you know, starting a business or making a difference, I don't know what my life purpose is. If I just could find that, you're not going to find it. You're going to decide and declare. And I'll tell you where it's going to come from right now. I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. Number one, it is your story. Yeah, I've heard that before. What is that? Well, every single person breathing air has a hero's journey of sorts. Some are really dramatic. Some people have worked on them so that they can tell them really well and they have a drama. In fact, you see that in movies, right? The hero's journey where someone has, you know, some great challenge and a regular person gets thrown into the midst of some difficulty and then they have a mentor and a moment of, you know, dark night of the soul and then rise up triumphant and come back to the real world and save the universe. That is Joseph Campbell's The Hero's Journey. If you want to read about it, it's in the book called The Hero with a Thousand Faces. And it outlines that, and there's a few more steps in there, but it outlines the hero's journey. Now, you have one. And I will tell you right now, if you want to make a big impact, if you want to make a difference, if you want to do something that matters, and you want to make a lot of money, and you want to have a lot of fun, that's where to look. Your developmental story. Now, there's no doubt if you're still breathing, your developmental story is underway. So you may be at a place in your developmental story right now where you're broken down. You're beat to pieces. You're on the ground. You feel like giving up. You think that the light on the tunnel is a train and all the rest. That's still part of the story. The only time a story becomes fairly useless is when we quit, when we give up and lay down and die and say, I'm done. Nobody's going to read that book. Nobody's going to watch that movie. Nobody's going to write songs about that because it doesn't inspire us. So this is your invitation. This is your invitation to hear the processes I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you the processes. I'm going to tell you the things that I do to help you find your story, figure out how to use it, write a book, create a workshop, turn it into a keynote, and create products online, all those kinds of things that you see other people doing. You see them. I see people online also, speakers. So-and-so is a speaker. They stand up and say, I'm a speaker. And then they play clips of them speaking in different places. And I've seen many that, quite frankly, aren't that good of speakers, meaning they're not compelling, they're not really great at storytelling, and yet they're making money, they're making a living, and they're doing what they want to do. I tell that not to say anything bad about them. In fact, I have all kinds of encouragement for them because they're out doing it, not making excuses. They're out using the tools, experience, and life growth that they have to matter. For those that they talk to, for the groups that they talk to, for the keynotes that they give, for the associations they talk to, for the people that they love and live and bless. Yes. And so I have nothing but praise for them. The fact that I note that their delivery isn't as polished or good as it could be, it's just an observation. But what it means is there's hope for everybody. You, right here, right now, can take your story, your life journey, and turn it into something powerful if you want to. So you know you have a story. You have a story, and it's different than everybody else's. The chapters in that story might be the time you broke your leg in the third grade and missed a trip. It might be your parents getting divorced. It might be an illness that you had. My beautiful angel, holy wife, Joy, she was had open heart surgery when she was like 10. She had a heart murmur and, you know, she has a piece of drama in her life about that. She also has other pieces of story where she was in skating and dancing and tennis and golf lessons. And she was all in all that for all of her young life, except the time she was in the hospital for those months and maybe a year, and all into college. And she, you know, was majored in coaching for a while, phys ed coaching and all kinds of stuff. And that developmental process taught her a lot of stuff that I can see now in our fabulous decades of being married is so valuable. And she can do and is doing, quite frankly, what I'm going to describe to you. Let me give you an example. Because of her journey, her heart surgery, the sports that she mastered, she was in a dance group called Sheremash. That's Ukrainian dance troupe. And I had never seen them perform, but I'd heard her talk about it like a zillion times in our decades together. And at this day, about a month ago, there was Ukrainian, they performed. They were spectacular. She wasn't in it, but I mean, the kid, I was in that group and I watched them in the traditional costumes and doing all those difficult dances. So anyway, she was in that. She was in skating. She taught skating. She taught hockey players how to skate. She taught all kinds of stuff. She learned to silk paint. She'd done this and that and the other. Here's the reason that matters. That story that she had means for her that she is resilient, she is curious, she is capable, and she can learn to do almost anything. So about 10 years ago when I started writing books, 12, we published one through a New York publishing house, and she said, I could learn to do that. It didn't do that good of a job for us. So she's now created a publishing company and has published many books for me and clients and stuff like that. And guess what? She has 100% track record of getting number one bestsellers on Amazon. So here's the thing to think about. That's just her story. And I know it because I know her. Obviously, been married for a long time. So here's what I want to say to you. What if your story, what if your experiences, the journey of successes and failures and excitement and illness and betrayals and bankruptcy and all of that drama, what if your path of drama is exactly what someone needs for encouragement, for believing they have an opportunity, for getting strength to move through their own hardships? What if that were true? That your story right now is exactly what they need for the encouragement, the energy, the example, permission to end complaining and complaining and blaming and everything else and to take control of their life and be successful. I can promise you that there are many people for whom that is true, including you. So let's understand the power of your story, because I want to assure you, I want to issue several invitations right now. Here's the first one. If you've ever thought about writing a book, please reach out. I can show you how and I can help you. If you've ever thought about using your life experience to create a course online to help people do something because you've learned it probably the hard way, reach out. I can help you do that. I have helped many, and I have 16 courses, I think, at this point. And so I know how to do it, and I know how to help you turn it into money, and more importantly, how to help you get it so you get it in front of people and it does the good that you know in your heart you could do. So here's the power of your story. Stories are usually told, not when they're all done, but when we're far enough along that we can understand what's happened. We've gone through the vicious part of saying, oh, why me and everything else? And we've decided that this is not going to ruin us. As soon as that much has happened, your story's valuable. Right? If your story right now is something bad just happened and you're trying to decide whether or not you're going to even get up, it's not valuable yet. That part of it is valuable if you decide to get up in a week or a month and you're moving forward, then it becomes valuable. Why? Because you made the decision. And what's valuable about it is because there's 100,000 people right this minute in the circumstance you experienced, feeling the terrible feelings, the frustration, the negativity, the defeat that you feel, the unfairness, the injustice, and your willingness to stand up and move forward anyway is already a powerful lesson, example, and everything else. If on top of that you decide that you're going to forgive someone for betrayal or for some negative thing, that's a different whole story, because many people can never do that. I was just talking with someone earlier today, and we were talking about this sort of growth stuff that we do in personal development, where we try to be the best version of ourselves. And after we talked for a while, he said, you know, something that's really important for me was forgiveness. And in his case, he was talking about forgiving not only himself, but others who had wronged him. And so his choice of accessing forgiveness, lots of people hold grudges and get mad and stay mad and blame and do whatever and carry that poison around in their system the rest of their lives. Those that choose forgiveness, reconciliation, that choose to no longer let past events wreck the present, those that choose that, that's a powerful example. It's a powerful model to people of you're not alone. One of the most common things that I hear from people when I talk to them as a coach and we're exploring what they'd like and what's broken and what they want to change and so forth is the realization that comes when they realize they are not alone. For some reason, we have this idea that we are the only ones that are going through this difficulty, this circumstance, and nobody else can really understand what we're feeling or what happened or the rest. The minute you learn someone else has gone through something exactly the same or so similar that you know they can understand, they can get it, and they have empathy, and they express the words that, you know, touch your soul, and you realize you're not alone, that right there is a game changer. So one massive reason to share your developmental struggles and your story, as it were, I'm just calling it all your story, is because it helps people know they're not alone. It helps people know that there's a way forward. It doesn't matter if you're all done. People tell me, well, I can't write a book or create a course because I'm not done yet. Well, you know what? Nobody's done. So if that were true, nobody'd ever write one. As long as you have made some significant decisions and progress, you've got lots to offer. I'm going to talk for a minute about how come stories are so transformational. First of all, as long as humans have been sharing history, passing down things, it's been done through story. Tradition, law, religion, families, all of those things are connected through their stories, right? That's how that's passed down, oral tradition and sometimes written. Now, when I wrote my books, here's what I noticed. Writing the books was very therapeutic for me. I got to tell the story that was in my mind without anyone arguing or interrupting. And yeah, I got to work on it and change it and edit it, so I thought it told the story well, but I got to do that. In fact, in one of the books I wrote, Tightrope of Depression, which talked about my struggles and suicide attempts and addictions and everything else, I said in the beginning, I'm writing this book for three reasons. One of them is I need to write it. And the other two reasons were different. It doesn't matter right now. But I'm writing it because I need to write it. So your story can be therapeutic for you. Now, if it can be therapeutic for you, it will be therapeutic and valuable for someone else. If you have made decisions of reconciliation, of forgiveness, of growth, that example is powerful to others. Because people, maybe you're thinking this, I can never get over this, I can never get past it. I was talking to someone the other day that just simply said, it's just not for me. I can't do it. I'm not enough. I'm hopeless. Well, we've all felt like that. I felt it. Have you? Of course you have. It's not true. It's never true, and it never will be true. The only time you or I become hopeless is when we quit, which we're free to do at any time. But if the yearning to share your story, to write something or create a product or become a speaker or something has stirred within you, then you have not given up. And you have recognized the transformative power of your potential narrative. And here's another really important piece of this. What I noticed, when I wrote a book called The Story Arc. Okay, I'm going to show it to you. The Story Arc is a book about writing books and creating products and services. And I can't find it. Here it is. This is the story arc. And I wrote it not because I needed to write another book. I wrote it because I realized after I'd written 10 books that I had a really good system to help you organize your life story and write the book you want to write. And so I wrote it to share it with you. Now I'm going to describe some of the ways that I help you, each of you, discover your story, figure out what to do with it, and help you create what you're trying to create, which could be a product, it could be a course, it could be a speech, a keynote speech, it could be a workshop, it could be a book that you write and teach from. And there are other things, but those are five big categories of things that you can do that will make a difference in the world, that will feel so good to you, and you'll get paid. You'll get paid. I was talking to someone yesterday, and the thing that they were talking about was how many people today, the younger folks, that are just entering the workforce, they're not interested in having a job where they go do something that's somebody else's stuff. People now are determined to figure out how to do what they like and get paid. Well, this is that. You have the ability right here, right now, to do what you want to do, to help the way you want to help, to share your life, your experiences, and your stories, and get paid. Make a nice living, add good to the world in rich abundance, right? And just have a glorious and fun time doing it. I know that's true because I'm doing it. All right, so here are some ways you can do that. Number one, we've talked about writing a book. A book will do several things. One of the first things it does is it makes you get organized because you have dozens, perhaps hundreds, of events in your life that have turned you into who you are, made you believe what you believe, helped you craft resilience, overcome obstacles, not give up when the going gets tough, you know, choose forgiveness over revenge. You have hundreds of those kind of events that have shaped you into who you are. The question to start with is, have you inventoried those? Have you even sat and thought about them? There's a process in the story arc book I just showed you called the developmental story matrix. Because you and I, we are who we are today because of this series of events that happened to us and how we chose to react to them. Right? So, silly example, if I break something, I drop something and I break it, and my reaction is to get angry and yell at myself and clumsy and blame this and that and the other, that has one impact on me. If I look at it and say, wow, I did that. That was an accident. I don't know what I can do to prevent that. But I don't create emotional negativity and drama. It has a completely different effect on me, not only in the moment, but going forward. And the accumulation of those things is what creates who we are. Your personality, your outlook on life, how you treat people, how you talk to yourself, how much you do or don't love yourself, the opportunities you believe you have, and all the rest comes from this sort of accumulation of events. So the developmental story matrix is a process for you to identify between 50 and 100 events in your life that stick out for you, that matter, that had an impact on you, and then to look at them through a series of questions to understand what happened to you, what's changed, you know, over the years since whatever happened. You know, a kid in eighth grade, parents get divorced, and he may have all kinds of stories about his fault or her fault, and I'm worthless and all that stuff. Later, 10, 15, 20 years later, if they get the help they need, they realize it wasn't their fault and all that baggage was unnecessary. Well, that set of experiences right there is really valuable. And it shapes who we are. The developmental story matrix is a process to go through to help you identify the key events in your life, how they affected you at the time, what you think about them now, and how that difference could be valuable, worth cash, to people that you could sell products, services, keynotes, workshops, and books to. It's not complicated. It's just that people don't lay it out for you in a way that lets you just look at your life, make some notes about different events, and lo and behold, the narrative unfolds. As I've done this over and over again, I have hundreds of events. And consequently, I have hundreds of stories that I can use and do use because I give keynotes. I teach workshops. In just a couple of weeks from now, I'm going to be in front of 800 coaches talking about coaching and how it works and how to get good at it and how to get clients and how to turn it into a business and all that. Where's that coming from? My story. My own developmental story, that matrix that I just talked about. And I give talks all the time exactly that same way, and it's not the same talk. I find out about the audience. I look at the developmental story matrix, and I think, you know, which stories would really matter for them? Which stories would serve to lift and bless them, to help them feel better about themselves? Because ultimately, we all want to be happy. Ultimately, we're looking for the instruction, the encouragement, the love, the examples that will lift us and bless us. So the first thing you need to do is use the developmental story matrix. If you want it, it's in the book, The Story Arc, on Amazon everywhere. And that will help you start to get organized. So here are the things, because I love story, because I've looked at my own life, and here's the funny thing. When I started, I didn't think I had a story. I didn't think I had anything valuable. I didn't think anybody would listen to me. I had all the same stories in my head that you've probably told yourself. I'm not that important. I haven't done anything big. It doesn't make any difference. Nobody would listen to me anyway, and it's too hard, and who cares? Some version of all that, which ended up with, I'm not going to do anything about it. I did. I changed my mind. I created the story arc process, and now I've written some 20 books. I'm working on number 21, and someone just approached me the other day about a collaborative book. I haven't done very many of those, just a couple, but if I do, that'll be number 22. And why? Because my commitment is to help 250 million people to do what? Discover your gifts, discover your stories, create the life of purpose, prosperity, and joy so you can be happy and joyful every day. So if you're interested in learning how to write a book, your story, reach out to me, please. Because in a couple of months, I'm going to do that. I'm going to create a workshop that I've done many of before. I'm going to create a workshop that teaches how to use the story arc, how to think about your life, how to create a story, how to create a book narrative arc, how to figure out who you can help, how to figure out who you can help with your story, with your experiences, with your choices and decisions, both the good ones and the ones that you do different. All of that matters. So, here's your first invitation. Well, your first one was get the book, The Story Arc, so to help you organize your life and your story in a powerful way like you've never thought of it before. Why? So you can have a rich and textured library at hand of your own personal life experiences that you can use to add good to the world, to make money, make a difference, and make products and services if you want to. The second invitation is reach out to me if you want information about this upcoming workshop, where I'm going to help you learn to write a book. And so many people ask themselves, well, I wonder if I should. Gee, I've been told that. But who would read it? I don't have anything to say. And all of the rest of the conversation that you already know and probably already thought the minute I talked to you about writing a book. I'll help you. We'll find the key narrative, the key nuggets, the powerful lessons, the good advice and love that you have from your own experience that would make for a compelling book, a powerful story, and it will serve several purposes. One, it will make you feel so good you can't hardly stand it. because you took the time and effort to write down the story and the development process. It's been obvious to you, but nagging at you because you haven't shared it very much. The second thing it will do is it will serve as a springboard for you. Ooh, what does that mean? Well, watch the Olympics just recently. You know, the girls in the gymnastics and the men in the vault, and also in gymnastics, they run and they bounce on a vault. They do it to mount the pommel horse or the, you know, the vaults where they spin around 85,000 times and do those amazing things. Your story is a vault. It's a springboard to get you started. Started on what? Well, it depends on what you want to do. Some people like to speak. They want to go speak to others. About what? Well, not about underwater diving, not about some topic they took in college. Nearly every single person that I have had the chance to visit with wants to talk about their life experiences and what they learned, not so they can stand up and beat their chest, but because they know that it will serve. They know that it will be helpful, that it will express hope, optimism, possibility, and love to others. So if you want to learn how to write that book, how to get your life organized, reach out so that I can let you know at least when this workshop's going to be. It's going to be in the next couple of months. We just haven't picked the date yet. The next piece that it's a springboard for is other products. Nearly every single person that I've helped write a book, when they're in the middle of the process that we go through, they say, wow, I can use this to create a course. And I always laugh because of course you can. Duh. Right? And that's why I said writing the book is the most powerful beginning because it helps you get everything organized. And then the course about what you might teach. Give you some examples. Financial literacy, course written by someone who wrote, you know, their own journey from being financially illiterate, not using money well, not understanding it, being broke, to having an accumulated some wealth, learning about how money works, how to use it effectively, and all that kind of stuff. So they tell a story, and the obvious thing is, wow, I could help people. Look what I learned. I could be of service. And so the next step is to create some kind of a course. And you'll find after you've written the book, it's really simple because in the book that you write, you tell the story of your own growth and progression, and that's what you teach in a course, whether it's financial literacy, whether it's navigating death of a loved one, whether it's post-divorce, you know, getting into dating again, whether it's building a business, whether it's turning a hobby, which is a side hustle, into a main hustle, you know, in anything that you do, hobby, life experience, or other thing, can be turned into something if you want to. And you know what's fun about that? You're doing it this thing anyway. You're making this transition after a difficult divorce or the death of someone, or making woodwork things that, you know, you love to make, and so it has become a passion for you that you're really, really good at. All of those things can be turned into something you can monetize if you want to. You can make money. You can add good to the world. And it is so easy compared to how it was even 5 years ago, 10 years ago. The internet reaches the world. Computers and internet speeds are getting faster and faster. You can reach any market in the world, anywhere, and you can create and serve with your experience and skills. So step one is to write a book. You don't have to, but it's the best way to get started. The next natural thing is some kind of a course that elaborates and teaches more effectively what you talk about in the book. And you could say, well, I just wrote the book. Why do I need to do that? Because people need more instruction. You and I, you know that. You can read a book about something, but if you've got a how-to manual with modules and steps and homework and PDFs and checklists, you're way more likely to get it done, to make the change, to learn a new skill, right? Of course you are. I'm funny. When I learned to snowboard, I didn't decide to learn to snowboard until I was 50. I hadn't learned to ski till I was 45, which is kind of late, but I did. So I learned to ski. 5 years later, I decided I wanted to snowboard. And I could have watched and did watch a lot of videos about, you know, outrageous boarders doing this and that and the other. And none of that helped me at all. I had to go do the work. I had to go hire an instructor and spend a couple of days, several days, in private lessons, you know, learning how to fall gracefully at first, not break my face open, and eventually learn how to board. And then I could. And I got better and better. So that's why you create a course, because your desire is that people take what you wrote in the book and turn it into something. Make the change in your life that you're teaching about. That's what's powerful. From there, it's easy to create a keynote. I know someone right now that speaks about leadership. I know someone right now that speaks about how to handle, how to best manage different generations of employees based on, you know, their emotional makeup and their experiences. I know someone that talks about death and dying and how to cope with that and how not to have it break your family up. And I know, you know, just all kinds of topics. And where did this all come from? Their own experience. Many of them, not all of them, but many of them wrote a book and realized that they had more to teach and wanted to do more. So next is creating some kind of course, if you want to. You can then easily springboard from there into workshops at different conferences, keynote speaking, if you want to. And depending on your topic, you might speak at local Rotary and Kiwanis clubs. You might speak at, you know, conventions and other places. Again, in high school and college graduations, all those things are open and available if you have developed your keynote, which is easy to do when you have, right, your product, which is easy to do when you have written your book. So my passion in regard to this thing, I mean, you know, my work this year reached 250 million people, you, to help you see your gifts, who you really are, and the difference you could make in the world, including cash, purpose, prosperity, and joy. You really can. Most people don't. Most people won't. Too hard, too lazy, make up excuses, married to their reasons. But that's not you. You are one of the few. You are one of those who says, I'm going to do it different. I'm going to make the difference I can. I'm going to be this guy here in the picture talking to 100,000 people in an arena. You can do that. The opportunity isn't going to come in your lap. It's going to come because you start on the path and you start creating. So if you want to know how to do those things, I have courses, I have a workshop, I have a special one that I haven't done for some time. I'm going to take just a few people, a dozen or so, and put them in a workshop that's going to take some time to not only help you understand how to write it, but finish the book so that when you're done, it'll be in your hand. You'll have a book done. And it will be the story that you yearn to tell, the one that you know from your life experience will make a big difference. So I'm going to invite you to reach out. There's several ways you can do that. One is the URL's not on the screen. It's www.yourultimatelife.ca. That will get you on my list. And if you're on my list, you'll hear about the workshop coming. If you want to connect with me on one of the social media platforms, mention that you've heard it, you know, heard this invitation about writing a book or creating a course here on LA Talk Radio, and I'll get back to you. What I want to do now is underline the invitation that I've just given you, because this is the thing I love to do. So I'm doing what I love. I love helping you. My commitment to 250 million is to help you realize you're Superman and Superwoman. You've got gifts and talents running out your ears. And the only question is, are you willing to share? Are you willing to develop them and share them in a powerful way so you can create the difference you want in the world? It won't happen when we sit in our living rooms. It won't happen when we complain. It'll happen when we walk the path and, you know, do what's necessary to get here on this guy's a speaker in front of 100,000 people. And I realize it's an imaginary picture, but it's real. And you can do that if you do the work. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about what else you can do, because at the end of the day, a book or a workshop or a course, what is it? It's either a monologue, like this is, where you talk to someone in a book or in a series of videos, or it's an interactive process like in a workshop. But the goal of the book or the workshop or the keynote is to conduct someone, and I always use this arc motion, like I'm doing with my hands right now. I think of a rainbow. It's to conduct someone through a particular problem that they're struggling with from where they start, which is uncertainty, fear, confusion, not knowing what to do, worried things are going to go badly, across the rainbow bridge, as it were, and I don't mean being dead, across the bridge to the pot of gold. And that's why I use the motion of an arc or a rainbow. Because if you could give, and you know this is true, if you could give someone into their heart and soul the contents of the learnings that you've had, and this is assuming it's a similar kind of experience, you know, someone betrayed you, someone ripped you off, a bankruptcy, a foreclosure, a divorce, an illness, a death, all of that kind of stuff, and 100 more things, there is an audience for you, a powerful audience that you can move and serve and love. So here's a workshop or a keynote or a book. It's a process of conducting someone on a journey. That's what you're really doing. From where they start to the pot of gold that you have to share because you have walked this road. Now, let's talk about, for example, someone, this is one I see a lot, someone that wants to make money doing some kind of business from home. They want to work online or they want to create a business because they don't want to go to work for somebody else. They want to do something they love. Okay, that journey is very common. And where people start with it is they know they have an idea. They believe that the idea is valuable and that there are people who need the either information or the story or the experience or the growth that they have already experienced. So the first thing to look at is, where were you when you started this? What were your feelings? Because you're going to be talking to the same people. So people that are at the beginning of the journey, what are they feeling? The doubt, the fear, the uncertainty. I don't have time. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. They'll be, am I alone? I'm the only one, et cetera, et cetera. That's a common set of feelings. And the journey that you take them on, whether it's through chapters of a book, or whether it's through sections in a workshop, or whether it's through a few minutes each, in each step on a keynote, you're walking them through the discoveries and process that you made that let you be at the end of the rainbow with a pot of gold, where you have created a business online, where you have created a tool or service based on the same problem they're discovering, getting past the death or a divorce or a betrayal or a bankruptcy or an addiction, or, you know, the list goes on, and you know, you can list 20 or 30 more of those things. And so that's what these things are all doing. They're conducting a needy person who's struggling with the thing you're an expert at through a process of learning, getting over the idea that they're alone, embracing the idea that there is help and they can make the process. And then you're offering the help, the tools, the guidance, depending on how you structure it, maybe the coaching and interaction to get them from one place to another. That's in really broad terms what all those things do. And the very fact that it's in broad terms is like, yeah, that's easy for you to say. That's why I create all these workshops. That's why I've written all these books. That's why I have all these products and services, is to help. So we're not talking in broad terms and, you know, at high altitude. We're talking right on the ground, boots on the ground. So here's the thing that I'm doing. I said in a couple of months, we're going to start a workshop process. And here's what it looks like. Those that have the courage to do it will finish a book. They will finish a course. They will finish a workshop and a keynote speech around their topic that comes out of their life story. So we will examine together your life story, what things you think you are uniquely and powerfully able to share and teach. We'll figure out who needs it, how to write to them, how to appeal to them, what kind of product would be valuable for them to consume. You know, what would make a difference for them so they can get to where you are faster than you did or faster than I did? Because undoubtedly, you and I, we took the hard way, the detours, the broken promises, the busted stuff, and we got through it. And so we have all kinds of valuable assets to offer. So now that lets you understand, if you're interested in learning how to write a book, create a course, do a keynote, do a workshop, product or service, I'm an expert, world-class, top-rated expert at all those things, if you're interested. All right, so here's the next piece, which is creating a business around that, because you don't generally write a book just because you want to hear yourself talk. You do it to help somebody, and you do it because you want it to launch something, either a speaking business or a product business or a coaching business or some combination of those things. That's also part of what we're going to do, because the product design, the marketing approach, like who are you talking to and where would they be? What language would resonate with them? So they raise their hand and said, I need you. I need you. And that's what I'm doing right now. I have written the books. I have created the courses. I have discovered my own life purpose. I have helped hundreds of others do the same. And that's what lets me say with such certainty, you have a story, you make a difference, you can create a business if you want to, and never again have to do a job that is boring and unfulfilling. Never again wonder, what's my purpose? Why am I here? I'm so unfulfilled. Instead, being happy every day, excited, flying out of bed in the morning. I do. You can. I'm not magic. I have discovered the keys in the path. And that's why I'm holding this workshop. So it's going to be long, like several months. And I will help you all the way because my goal is your success. That's it. I want to read your book. I want to see your product. I want to hear your service. I want to learn your story. I want to be in the audience when you're up here on this podium, like this dude behind me. I think it's a dude. I don't know. Can't even tell for sure. When this person behind me speaking to 100,000, I want to be in the audience. I want to hear you. I want to applaud. I want to stand up and shout for your success. When your book's finished, when your product's finished, when you're adding good to the world the way that your heart yearns, when you're making the difference you yearn to make that's based on your value that you have because of who you are, where you've been, and what you've been through. So I invite you, get a hold of me. I'm not that hard to find. Kellen Flukiger's a weird name. Friend me, send me messages. I'm going to give you a website to look at. You can see some of the things that I've done. It's called KellenFlukigerMedia.com. Yeah, you have to look how to spell my name. K-E-L-L-A-N, F like Frank, L-U-C-K-I-G-E-R, Media.com. KellenFlukigerMedia.com. It'll give you a look at what I've done so you can see if you would like to do some of those things because you have a story to tell, because you matter, because you can make a difference. You can create cash. You can be of service and fill that yearning that we all have to matter, to do it in a way that feels good, and to make a living, a good living, because Lord knows the world is desperate for guides, for truth, for real love and help. And one thing I see in common all the time with with those that come to me and say, you know, I love helping people because, and then they tell me the story of things that have happened to them, how they got there. It's always driven by love and a desire to serve. Well, loving and serving each other is what we are built to do. It's what makes us the happiest. So, KellenFlukigerMedia.com to find out more about things that I've done. Reach out to me through any social. If you're interested at all in creating a book or a course or a keynote or any of those kind of things that is based around your life experience and your story, the things that you know that you have of value to offer the world. And I promise you, taking that approach is a fulfilling and joyful process. It's loving, it's lovely, it's energizing. And you can make a big impact and a lot of money. And you know, purpose, prosperity, and joy, that's what I call it. That is your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.